This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
We're joined now by Chase Elliott, NASCAR driver. Of course, we're down to 12 as the NASCAR playoffs rev up. And right now, Elliott's in the third spot. So looking pretty good. We've got the angle with Michael Jordan, now an owner, and the influence on the sport. We have a lot to hit. And happy to have Chase on the show. Chase, Tiki, and Tierney, how you doing, buddy? What's happening?
Doing good, man. Thanks for having me.
Yeah,
you got it, man. Chase, it's great to have you on. And, you know, I got to ask you this because I know your dad was very popular on the circuit, or, you know, the series as it's called now. But you've also been voted the most popular driver on the circuit. This like, popularity of the Elliott's runs in the family. How does that happen? How do you become the most popular on NASCAR right now?
I have no idea. If I understood, I'd tell you, but I'm really not very cool. So and neither is Dad. So I really don't know how that's worked out. But yeah, we just try to have fun with it. But yeah, man, I wish I knew. I'd tell you if I did.
Yeah, I know you and your father, along with the Earnhardts, Dale, you know, Senior and Junior, are the only ones that win the All-Star race. I know that was one of the races that you won earlier this year. But Chase, let me talk about the playoff a little bit, because we're in the midst of it. We're three races in. You have three more as in the round of 12. Then you whittle down to eight, and then ultimately into the final with four. So there's 10 in total. As you're going through this, and you got spun out a couple weeks ago at Darlington, and then Richmond, and then Bristol this past weekend. Are you counting points? Like, you let a couple stage, you get a point. Obviously, winning, you know, gets you, you know, automatically get you to the next stage. But are you counting points? I'm trying to figure this out from a fan standpoint into a racer's head while this playoff is going on.
Yeah, I mean, I can't say that you're just counting from the first race. I mean, yeah. I think ultimately you want to, you know, beat your round. I mean, definitely the best way to deal with it is just to win one in every round and you're set. But, you know, really until you get to that final race of, you know, of a round, you know, that, I guess when you get to that point, you're then maybe really paying closer attention to positions, just cause you know what you have to do or what, you know, what's needed to advance. But, you know, really when a round starts, I feel like it's just try to win, try to gain as many points as you can. And really, I mean, you're always trying to do that. So
yeah.
You know, even when you get in positions where you are kind of counting points and you're getting down to, you know, a crunch scenario, I mean, you're still pushing as hard as you can go. So it's not like, you know, hey, I got to gain 5 points. I'm just going to try harder. That doesn't really work like that.
But do you like it? Do you like the way the playoff it works? Because it's got to, I mean, you didn't grow up this way. You didn't grow up thinking about, I got to get this many points to get to the playoffs. I know your dad, certainly, Bill, didn't grow up doing it this way either. Do you like how the playoff is set up?
You know, I think, I really think it's an entertaining way to do it. I can't say I have much of a preference just because it's the same for everybody, and it kind of is what it is. I don't make the rules, but they are the same for everybody, and everybody has an equal opportunity when the year starts. So, you know, ultimately, I don't really have anything bad to say about it. I do think from a spectator and a fan standpoint, what they have now is about as entertaining of a final 10 races that I think you could ever manufacture with the way the point system works. I mean, I don't know how you could make it any more exciting to watch than what they have it. So, you know, honestly, if it's entertaining to watch and people enjoy that aspect of it, then I think it's good for everybody.
So we're talking to Chase Elliott. A couple of – we want to get to Michael Jordan, which we will. That's huge for the sport. I want to get your thoughts on that. But I'll tell you right now, Chase, I'm looking at your Hooters car. It's going to be – I believe that's going to be for the Dover race in October for Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Dude, this thing is sweet. It's like a matte black, and it's got the Hooters logo and the owl on the hood. It's got a hot pink. This thing is – we're going to tweet this out for you. This thing is absolutely smoking hot. Tell everybody who hasn't seen it yet where the inspiration came from and what you think of it, because for my eyes, it looks absolutely tight.
Yeah, it is. They've Hooters has been a great partner, and every October always try to get involved with Breast Cancer Awareness Month and the Jimmy B Foundation and, you know, all those things that they do, you know, I think ultimately is great, and they've been a great partner of mine. So the paint scheme itself is really a spinoff of our team, which is typically orange and black, and then swapping the colors to pink, obviously, for that. So we'll be running that car at Texas, actually, here coming up. So hope you guys enjoy it and get a chance to see it and come to life.
Yeah. By the way, they stick some wings in there in the glove compartment in case you're beating everybody by 20 laps. You know, and you want to chill and you get a little hungry. Any wings? Any beers coming with that?
Just maybe, if you ask nicely.
Hey, Chase, nice. I appreciate that. My mother is a 24-year breast cancer survivor, so I appreciate you for doing that and raising awareness for sure. Fans can go to Hooters.com starting on September 23rd, and go to the Chase Elliott store to get the pink number 9 merchandise if they should want to. All right, Chase, I always wonder this with racers and stock car drivers. It's there's an old cliche, right? If you're not rubbing, you're not racing type of thing. Back in Darlington, Martin Truex, who was 40, kind of cut you off a little bit. He wasn't clear, so to speak. And you, as a younger driver, you were pissed, and you should have been. And you said you have respect, that everything is pushed forward. You got other things to worry about right now. Is there a lingering like animosity in stock car racing as you guys see each other every single weekend? The playoff is very important, obviously, but is there animosity? Is there like, I got to get him back as you think about these things?
Yes and no. I mean, I feel like for the most part, you know, you race people how they race you. And that kind of just carries, I feel like, as the season goes and the years click on. Mm-hmm. So I felt like the Darlington instance was one of those things where, you know, I don't feel like Martin and I have raced each other like that over the years, and we've battled each other for some wins in the past, and, you know, I felt like it's been pretty straightforward and hard racing. So I think you take situations a little differently when you've had respectful battles with a guy in the past than you would if it were someone else who does run you over all the time or races you a certain way. I think that's when it can linger and be more problematic. But I think that instance, you know, it was unfortunate and it hurt both of us for sure from a point standpoint. But you know that you really got to pick your battles, because you start getting into it with a guy, and it really just becomes unproductive for the big picture ends up happening. So try to be smart about that.
Yeah, that
so
makes sense.
So we're talking to Chase Elliott. All right, I mean, listen, the sport, which doesn't need – I mean, every sport will take extra publicity for sure, but, I mean, you guys always have a ton of clicks, a ton of eyeballs. The ratings are always big for the big events for sure. NASCAR's following is incredible, but it doesn't hurt when Michael Jordan enters the equation. What's the buzz in the garage, and what do you think that Jordan's got to do to be a great owner? I mean, Gibbs made the transition. What is the biggest obstacle for MJ coming into the game?
Yeah, you know, to be honest, I haven't really been to the track since all that came out, but it's been nothing but positive, I feel like, in all the things that I've seen. And I think that way too. You know, I mean, Michael obviously is, I don't know him, but certainly have a lot of respect for him, and and his career and what he's done, you know, in the basketball world and beyond, you know, as a businessman, I feel like since he hadn't been playing basketball is impressive too. So, I see no reason why he can't be successful as an owner. You know, I think Bubba's going to do him a good job driving. And I really think that you know, Denny being involved there is probably a bigger piece to that puzzle than people will probably give him credit. Because a lot of times you see owners and people come in who have a lot of money and want to own a race team and think they can just do it. And a lot of times I feel like they don't necessarily seek out the help that they may need. So mm-hmm. I think that Denny, having been around for so long and understands what it's going to take for him to be successful, I think is really going to make sure Michael, A, gets treated well and the right way, and then B, you know, be able to be competitive on track and get him going the right direction there too. So I think it has a recipe to do good things, and I expect that it will.
Yeah, no, I think you're right about that. BT and I talked about it briefly yesterday. I think it's a great opportunity for everyone involved. All right, the South Point 400 is this Sunday at 7 p.m. on NBC Sports Network. That's the first of the round of 12 races. Then you guys go out to Talladega for the Yellowwood 500 and the Charlotte Motor Speedway for the Bank of America 400. How you feeling? How's your car you know, looking going into this race this weekend? It's obviously important, but you still have some more to, you know, room to make up sitting at 5 right now.
Yeah, you know, I'm certainly looking forward to it. It's always really hard to tell, I feel like, until you get to the racetrack and kind of get the race started and see where you stack up. So, you know, I'm hopeful. I think I feel like really the past couple weeks, really this first round, I thought we ran better in this first round than we had been running throughout the second, you know, latter part of the summer. I feel like we kind of got in a little bit of a lull. And it seemed like in these past 3 weeks, I thought we were way more competitive and headed back in the right direction, which I think is good. So, this is going to be a tough round. You know, Vegas obviously, is a wild card, but next week, you know, we go to Talladega, you know, and that's a tough one to get through without crashing a lot of times. So, you almost kind of have to just expect that you're going to wreck there, unfortunately, and kind of treat the other races accordingly. So hopefully we can grab a win this weekend and not have to worry about it. But, yeah, I think the big one is going to be Talladega, and obviously, you know, a good run at Vegas would really help with, you know, with what's to come next week.
Chase Elliott checking in.
Yeah, we kind of like the wrecks. Richmond was boring. It was all green the whole time.
Richmond definitely was a green flag race for sure, which I don't mind green flag racing, you know, if you have good racing and some different strategy options, which we had at Richmond. So it wasn't all bad, but. And two, these things are expensive, so
that's a good point.
It might be entertaining to watch us crash, but it's not fun for us, nor is it when somebody has to pay the bill.
Understood.
Good luck, Chase, man.
Get on down. Keep chasing, buddy. Thank you.
You bet. Thanks, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.